Welcome back to our last segment with Seth Joyner. Seth, I just wanted to give people a chance to hear that great story about you and Charles Haley at the Pro Bowl and some of the trash talking off the field that goes on at the Pro Bowl.
I can't believe you put me on the spot, Nick.
It was
funny because, you know, being in the Pro Bowl for the first time, you know, being elected as a starter in the Pro Bowl, you know, Charles Haley is a guy that really likes to give you the business, so to speak. So it was kind of a little congregation of linebackers out one evening by the beach, and Charles kind of rolled in, and, you know, Lawrence Taylor was present, Derek Thomas, Pat Swilling, you know, most of the well-known rush linebackers. And, you know, Pat, Charles had some choice words for me. You know, he was kind of shocked and amazed, you know, that I would be starting in front of him in the Pro Bowl. And I alluded to the fact that, you know, I was really the only true linebacker that was actually at the Pro Bowl.
You could actually cover a wide receiver.
Well, I mean, a couple of wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, play the run, could drop back in zone, all of those things. And I asked him, well, how many of you guys actually do that? How many interceptions do you have? How many caused fumbles do you have? How many pass defenses do you have? So on and so forth. And he had no answer for me, you know, so my reply quite naturally, because you don't really get too many opportunities to get the better part of Charles, I told him, I said, you know, when I get winded on Sunday, I'll raise my hand and then you can come in. So he didn't take to that too kindly, but you know, he kind of started the ball rolling, and I just had to put the brakes on it. So it was fun, it was funny, and you know, times like that you kind of cherish and always hold on to.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you give us insight in the game, and frankly, we're going to continue to talk with Seth Joyner over the next few weeks about when he talks about what's missing in terms of technique, not just the schemes, which we hear from Ron Jaworski and some of the other people like Mark Schlereth on his show, but also the techniques. And we're going to go into detail about what it takes for a linebacker to take on a guy that weighs 350 pounds. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Seth, for joining us, my friend. We'll see you next week, buddy.
Take care.
Tomorrow's show, Fox Sports' Tim Brown, J.C. Pearson. We're going to go into the analysis of the Pro Bowl, some of the teams that are getting hot when it matters in this week-to-week season. Golf's Gary McCord from CBS and Amy Mullins from the Women's Sports Foundation. We've got it all on Head Games Radio. Check out Head Games Radio. Every time you want to hear the whole show, go to headgamesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Be safe in your Christmas travels. We'll see you tomorrow.